wonder in my soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
Father, we call upon thee in the name of Jesus. For no other help we know, God. You're our Lord, you're our King. You're our joy, our peace. Everything that we need and desire, God, we're found in you. Oh, we thank you, God. And Father, we come this morning to offer up some humble thanks. For truly, God, you have been good to us, Lord. And we want to say thank you. We want to exalt and praise your name, O God, because you and you alone are worthy of all of the praise. We thank you, Father. We thank you for Jesus, your one and only begotten Son. Who you sent into this world to die that we might have a right to the tree of life. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that he's seated at your right hand and continues to intercede on our behalf. Oh, we thank you, oh God. Thank you for the presence and the power of your Holy Spirit. Father, we pray not our will to be done, but your will, God. So we ask for the leadership and the guidance of your Holy Spirit that we may do your perfect will. And dear Lord, we just thank you for this word. For your word, God, is a lamp unto our feet. It gives direction to us, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. And Father, we thank you for the church, your body. We pray, God, that you would bind us together as one band of Christian love. We pray for the church all over, the universal church, God. These under the sound of my voice, but the church at large, oh God, we pray, God. We pray mightily, God, because we need you, Lord, and we know that we can do nothing apart from you. Thank you for the church, Lord. And Father, we ask that you remember those that are lost and outside of the ark of safety. No God in their hearts, no weapon in their hand. Touch them in a mighty way, God. Cause their hearts to turn towards you, O God. To call upon you, to seek your face, God. For you said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we ask that you would just look down on the sick and the shut in. Remember Reverend Weekly, God. Remember Reverend Jackson, O Heavenly Father. And Father, we know that there are many others who are sick, God, and stand in the need of prayer, God. Hear their moans and their plea, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And dear Lord, we ask now, God, that you let us off into the deep treasures of your word, for we know nothing apart from you. And pull out, God, that you want this body of people to know, oh God. And then, Lord, you can use my mouth, my tongue, whatever, Lord. Just use me till you can't use me no more. And I'll be careful always to give you glory, honor, and praise, God. For I know that all of my help and all of my strength, God, everything that I am, it comes from you. So I thank you right now. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And thank you, oh God. Truly, truly, truly have been a blessed day. I tell you, the brothers have sung out of their hearts, have truly, truly blessed our heart. Special that song, Make Me Over, Touch My Heart. It's a song of repentance, you know, and going back to God and telling God, Lord, do the work over. And he's the only one that can do that. He's the only one. We can't do it. Only God can make us over. I thank God for you, Pastor Dunkley. Thank God for you, Mount Olive. Thank God for my husband. And I just want to add a special thanks to Mount Olive, Pastor Dunkley, Sister Dunkley, and Mount Olive for all those who came on last Sunday to help me to lift up the name of Jesus. I want to thank God for you. There is a word from the Lord coming out of St. Mark, the 10th chapter. Beginning at verse 35, 45. And it reads as thus. And he said, and James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldst do it for us, whatever we shall desire. And he said unto them, what would ye that I should do for you? And they said unto him, grant unto us that we may sit one on thy right hand and the other on thy left hand in thy glory. But Jesus said unto them, you know not what you ask. And can you stick a pen right there?
All right.
Can you drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, we can. And Jesus said unto them, ye shall indeed drink up the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized with them, shall ye be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John, probably because they beat them to the punch. But Jesus called them to him and said unto them, ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, your servant, and whomsoever of you will be the chiefest shall be the servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Just for a little moment, I want to talk about you got to be careful what you ask for. It is believed that John Mark is the writer of this book. And John, his purpose for writing, he writes to the Christian at Rome who are under the scrutiny of the Roman Emperor Nero. And John writes to present Christ as the Son of God, the suffering servant. And he writes to inspire the Christians at Rome through the life of Christ, through his life, through his suffering, through his death, burial, and through his resurrection. He writes to give them hope in their suffering, that even though you're going through, that you are not alone. And there is hope through Jesus Christ. In this lesson here, you'll find that prior to the text, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. And he already knows what he must face when he gets to Jerusalem. It's right there in the prior scriptures. If you look in your prior scripture, the Bible says that he was on his way up to Jerusalem. And the disciples were very amazed because he had already told them two times before what to expect, what was going to happen when he get to Jerusalem. Yeah. But the Bible says that he took them aside again. Right. So this is the third time that Jesus is telling them what will befall him at Jerusalem. And he tells them that he would be delivered, handed over to the Roman, to the chief priests. He would be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes. And they shall condemn him and hand him over to the Romans to be crucified. And Jesus says, and they're going to mock him, and they're going to beat him, they're going to whip him. They're going to be cruel, severe cruelty to him. He says he's going to be spit upon. And then he said, they shall kill me. But on the third day,
all right.
He gives them hope. He say, although all of this is going to take place, and I'll be killed, I'll go to the grave, but on the third day, I'll rise again. Now you wonder, where was the disciples, James and John, when Jesus was speaking of this? For here these two brothers come to Jesus, James and John, the sons of a Galilean fisherman, who were very familiar with Jesus. Jesus knew these boys because they had walked with him. And they were a part of his inner circle, the inner circle of Peter, James, and John. And James and John were the two first disciples Jesus called when he went hunting for fishermen to fish for the souls of men. And these two brothers came to Jesus with a question, with a favor. They wanted Jesus to do something for them. Now, Mark says it was the sons, the boys that came, but Matthew said that it was the mother that came and made the request to Jesus. But whoever, howbeever, the Mark says that it was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, that came to Jesus. And the question that they asked Jesus, they said, Jesus, this is what they're telling Jesus. We want you to do something for us. We want you to do this for us. And you say, look what they say, whatever we shall desire. Yeah. And I don't know if they were reading the scripture in Psalms 37:4, where Jesus said, if you delight yourself in me, I'll give you the desire of your heart. I don't know if they was reading that scripture and then they presented this to Jesus, that they wanted Jesus to do whatever it is that they desire. Yeah. And Jesus asked them, says, what is it that you would that I do for you? You know, sometimes we have desire.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with having those desires. But you have to be prepared for the desires that you have. And these boys was not prepared. They came to Jesus with their desires. But Jesus says, what is it that you want me to do? And when they made their request known unto Jesus, look what he said. They said unto him, this is what we want from you, Jesus.
Yes.
Grant unto us that we may sit one on the right hand, and we want one on the left hand. We want one of us to be on your right, and we want one to be on the left. Now all of us, come on y'all, all of us have desires to know life's finest and life's best. We all want the best. And in the ancient royal culture, in the courts of that time and day, the person chosen to sit on the right hand and on the left hand of the king was highly honored. So these boys was looking for positions. They was looking for status quo. They was looking to be exalted. They was looking to be served rather than to serve. So they asked Jesus if he would grant that unto them, that we may sit one on the left hand and one on the right hand. And Jesus said unto them, you know what? You don't know what you're asking for. And sometimes we ask for things and we really don't know what we are asking for. Sometimes we jump out there in that water. And once we get out there and bite off more than we can chew. All right. And Jesus saying to them, you don't know what you're asking for.
No, you don't.
You really don't know. And he said unto them, he asked them a question. He says, can you drink of the cup that I drink of? See, they didn't know about the cup. They knew about as they were following Jesus and they were looking for Jesus to set up his earthly kingdom here on the earth. They were looking for an earthly kingdom where royalty and palace and honor and all of these things here on the earth. They did not understand that Jesus' kingdom was not of this earth. But it was a spiritual kingdom that comes into the heart of men. They didn't understand that he wasn't about palaces and thrones. But Jesus' kingdom was the kingdom of the heart. And that's why we would pray, thy kingdom come. We want Jesus' kingdom to come into the heart of men. Want him to take up and reside in the heart of men that they might be saved. And not only do we want his kingdom to come and reside, to dwell in the heart of men that he might be saved, but we want him to preside. See, when he come and reside, dwell there, then you want him to rule. So that's why the prayer say, not my will, but I want your will to be done. So James and John was thinking in the terms of an earthly kingdom where they can sit on the throne and everybody would have to come and honor them. But Jesus says, you know what? It comes with a price. Yes, yes. And you don't know what you're asking for. He says, can you drink of the cup that I'm drinking of? And the cup that Jesus was talking about was the same cup that he referred to when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. When he went before the Father and he prayed, God, Father, let this cup pass from me. Let this cup. And the Bible said, he says it's a bitter cup. So when you think about the cup that Jesus is talking about, he's talking about the cup that comes with a price. He's talking about the cup of suffering. In that cup that Jesus is talking about, and he's asking them, can you drink of that cup? He's talking about the cup of rejection, where he'll be despised and rejected by men. That's the cup that Jesus is talking about. He's talking about the cup of persecution. In that cup that Jesus is talking about, he's talking about the cup of persecution. He's talking about the cup of rejection, that even when he went to his own, the Bible said they didn't receive him. He's talking about the cup of persecution, being lied on, being talked about, being called everything but a child of God. He's talking about that cup. He's talking about the cup of betrayal. Yes, that's the cup Jesus is talking about. He's talking about the cup of death. Jesus wanted to know, can you drink of that cup? Yeah. He's talking about a cup of loneliness, that even though you have friends around you, but sometime through this life, you got to walk alone. Misunderstood by your friends and deserted by your loved ones. He's saying sometimes you got to walk alone. That's the cup he's talking about. Oh, yes. He's talking about a cup of sacrifice. Yeah. Whereas you have to give up sometime the right for the wrong. You have to lay down your life so that somebody else can gain their life. That's the cup that Jesus is talking about. Can you drink from that cup and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with? Jesus is referring to the death, burial, and the resurrection. He says, can you drink and can you be baptized? We say, you know, we go to God and we pray and we ask for God, but do we really know what we're asking for? Can we really deal? Are we really prepared to handle the things that we're asking God for? Sometimes we look at other people and we see the position that they're in and we deem from that, I can do that. I can handle that. If they can do it, I can do it. But that's not always the same. That's not always the case. Some things you have to be prepared for. And some things you may never be prepared for. So Jesus asked them the question. He says, he really says, you don't know what you're asking for. And that's why I say you got to be careful what you ask for. Because when you get it, you may not be able to handle it. But look at these boys. And they said unto him, oh, yeah, we can handle this. Yeah, we can deal with it. All they wanted was the position. We can handle it. We'll worry about all that other stuff later. Yeah. But we can see that even at Jesus' death. Where were they? Where were they? Even in this passage before, the Bible said that they were afraid. When Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, and they knew that he was facing what he would face when he get there. He had already told them. And they were afraid. But they say, yes, we can handle it. We can handle this. Yes, indeed, we can drink of that cup. And we can be baptized with the baptism that you were baptized with. And Jesus told them, oh, yeah, you're going to go through something. Because if we're going to follow Jesus, you got to go by way of the cross. So Jesus let them know, yeah, you're going to go through this. You're going to be a participant in this. You're going to be baptized with that baptism. You're going to go through some things in life. That's what he wanted them to know. It's not going to be an easy road. And those of us who've been walking this journey, we know it's not easy. It's not easy having your name up and down the highway. It's not easy being lied on. It's not easy being called everything but a child of God. Yeah. It's not easy. It's not easy being misunderstood. And when you try to do right, everybody try to come against you. Every time you try to do good, evil is always present. It's not easy. When you're walking with Jesus, it's not easy. It comes with a price. Yes. And Jesus was asking them, are you willing to pay the price? Yes. Are you willing to be a living sacrifice? Can you lay your all on the altar? Are you willing to die that somebody else may live? They said they could handle it. And so Jesus says, oh, you're going to indeed drink of that cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism with which I shall be baptized. Yeah. But to sit on my right hand and to sit on my left hand. He says, these positions, God, are not mine to give, but it belongs to the Father, whom he have already prepared it for. And so that's why I say sometimes when we ask God for things, we have to be prepared for what we are asking God for. But when Jesus talking to these disciples, he tells them in this particular verse, he says, you know that when those which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles, he said they exercise lordship over them. They want to be great over them. They want to throw up their title that I'm this and you are subject unto me. But Jesus was telling the disciples, I don't want this to be so among you. He says, but among you, that he that wants to be great first must be a minister. Other words, you have to be the servant. If you want to be great among the brethren, you have to first be willing to serve. And Jesus goes on to tell him, he says, because even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but he came that he might serve. And so what Jesus was trying to tell him, brothers, my brothers and sisters, that there is a bitter cup. And all of us who are followers of Jesus, for I heard him say that if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So if you're going to come after Jesus, I'm here to tell you that there is a bitter cup that all of us must drink. And I've told you that in that cup, there's suffering in that cup. There's persecution in that cup. There's desertion, rejection in that cup. Sometimes you're going to be lied on. Sometimes you're going to be talked about. Sometimes you're going to be betrayed, and men will turn their backs on you, even those who possess to love you. But Jesus said, sometimes you might have to give up the right for the wrong. But I'm here to tell you, but if you stay with Jesus, if you hang in there with Jesus, the Bible says that we're able to make it. Even though he was rejected and despised of men, and even though he came to his own and his own received him not, but he went to the cross anyway, and he hung there and died on the old rugged cross. He died for the sins of the world. They spit on him. They whipped him all night long. They marched him from hall to hall.